He was just 2 days away from retirement and pension, and then he was fired. That's how the 21-year career of Andrew McCabe ended at the FBI. But what could happen for him after this? Joining us now on the KSRO Liveline, ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky. Good morning, Aaron.
Well, good morning. Andrew McCabe has already spoken to Special Counsel Robert Mueller and turned over the extemporaneous notes that he took based on his conversations with President Trump and his interactions with former FBI Director James Comey, something the special counsel is undoubtedly interested in. So there may yet be an important role for McCabe to play, even as he was fired after the Justice Department's Inspector General found that he misled them when talking about matters stemming from the 2016 election.
What is probably the, if you don't mind, Larry, what's probably the most significant things that we're learning from these memos? Are they being...
Well, we don't know what's in them, but he has turned them over, and they're based on his interactions with President Trump. The president's already called them fake memos, but they are the kinds of notes that James Comey kept, too, about his interactions with President Trump, and therefore it's undoubtedly of interest to the special counsel, as the firing of Comey triggered the special counsel investigation to begin with.
And that's the big question. Will Trump fire Robert Mueller? We saw Senator James Lankford yesterday saying, as a Republican, even he wants to see the investigation go through. Will we see more Republican senators backing the investigation to be played out, or will we see this sort of battle between Trump and the Republicans?
So far, no Republican that we know of has signed on to the idea of any congressional legislation to protect the integrity of the Mueller probe. But they may yet come under more pressure to do it from Democrats who have been pushing for it. And many Republicans did express the notion. I mean, Trey Gowdy, one of the most conservative members of the House from South Carolina, not running for re-election, so he's a little freer to speak, but said over the weekend that if Mueller were to be fired, 2018 would be very, very bad and very, very long for President Trump.
What was probably the motive behind this firing so close to him just being out of the picture anyway?
Well, it had been recommended by the FBI after the Justice Department internal IG investigation, and Jeff Sessions took him up on it and moved to fire him. If you ask Andrew McCabe, he believes it was part of a concentrated effort to undermine the FBI and cast doubt on the Russia investigation. He believes he's been used for political purposes, even though he has resisted saying that he's done anything wrong.
And Trump alleges, though, that there was some nefarious activities by McCabe in the investigation into Hillary Clinton. Do we know details of that, or we have to wait for that report to come out?
No, well, the report is not out, but in general, we know that McCabe had authorized an FBI spokesman to meet with a reporter from the Wall Street Journal who had raised questions about the FBI's pursuit of the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Foundation had come under scrutiny. The FBI was looking into it. And the Wall Street Journal questioned whether the FBI was truly committed because Andy McCabe's wife had been running for office in Virginia with backing from Clinton supporter Terry McAuliffe. And McCabe wanted to push back on this notion that the FBI couldn't robustly investigate the Clinton Foundation because of his wife. So he authorized a spokesman to talk to a reporter about the investigation. The IG said that McCabe then misled investigators about the nature of all of that. McCabe said he was well within his rights and the power given to him by his position to authorize a spokesman to talk to a reporter, so he doesn't believe he did anything wrong.
What's next for McCabe at this point? Is it likely that he's going to go to the press and kind of maybe spill the beans somewhat, tell what happened behind the scenes?
He's already talked to us a little bit, not on camera, but has talked about the terms of his firing. He says he doesn't want to be silent anymore. He said, he kept quiet during the whole time his name and his wife's name were brought up on the campaign trail and by the president. And he says now he believes firmly that there's an organized effort underway to diminish the FBI and discredit the Russia investigation, and that his firing was part of that. Now, whether he's prepared to do more, we'll see. He says that he has evidence in the form of these notes and memos that he kept based on his interactions with the president that could go a long way to proving some things. What things those are, we don't know, but perhaps that will all become part and parcel of the Russia investigation.
part of the story is that McCabe gets fired by the president just hours or days before his retirement was vested. Did he get picked up by someone so that he could in fact vet his retirement?
I don't think so. And it allows his pension that he built up after 22 years of service to the bureau, to go away. So it's a big nut for McCabe, and he's undoubtedly upset about it. And I think was hoping to retire quietly or be allowed to retire quietly so that he could get his full pension. But his firing by the Attorney General, put all that in very big doubt.
Is there still a chance that he could receive his pension? I know this is very minuscule for the whole big picture. But.
Yeah, I maybe part of it. I don't know enough about how the federal government pension system works, but it certainly getting fired put it all in jeopardy.
Put a lot of things in jeopardy and up in the air, that's for certain. Thank you very much, Aaron.
Sure.
That is ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky giving us the latest regarding Andrew McCabe and his future.